Caden McGill was planning on having a track and field season, and he was dreaming about making the state meet and running on the blue oval. However, that will have to wait at least for a year, as the season was canceled in mid-April. In the meantime, McGill has been busy helping tend to the family farm and working on basketball and running as much as he can in preparation for the cross-country season.
I've been keeping busy since we live on a farm with everything there's to do around here. I've been working on basketball, getting shots up when I can, and going on bike rides just to try to keep in shape for the cross-country season that hopefully happens in the fall.
McGill was planning on running in longer races, 800, 1600, and even a 3200 when possible. He says a 4x800 team could have made the state meet. When the season was shut down and eventually canceled, he liked the fact that he was getting a month of school off. When things got canceled, he realized he missed it more than he thought.
Initially, when school was shut down, I was happy because I thought, okay, I get a month off of school and everything will be back and I don't have to make it up. But then when the season got canceled, I was kind of sad that I missed out on my first year to kind of show the coaches how hard I've worked and everything that I could do for the team.
McGill says the seniors were impacted the most, and there was one senior he looked up to because of his excellent work ethic.
And there's a lot of seniors that I was looking forward to spending the season with, and it's just really not good for them that they don't get to experience their last season with the team. One person, Jordan Bacon, he's worked really hard the last 4 years of high school, and I don't know about last year, but this year he hired a trainer, and he ran all through the winter, and he's just been running all year long to get to state this year. And that's inspired me because it's kind of put it in perspective how hard you have to work to get to state and be successful.
What takes up most of Caden's time right now is his 4-H projects and showing cattle. He hopes he can get to the fair this year and let everyone see his hard work for the year.
Well, I've been working with my animals. I have 2 cows that I'm going to show. And I've been working getting them trained to lead and just trying to get them in shape to hopefully compete at the county fair.
Caden says his sister Michaela, who herself was a Knoxville athlete during her school days, is a South Central State FFA president. Caden says he hopes to have the same passion she's had for the FFA into his whole life.
She's very passionate about what she does, and it kind of shows through in everything that she does. And I hope that I can have the same passion that she does in whatever I do.
Along with tending to his 4-H animals, Caden wants to be a bigger part of the cross-country squad this fall.
Started out the season pretty well, but towards the end of the season, my body wasn't in the right condition, that everybody else was still getting faster, and I'd kind of peaked for the season. So I'm hoping to stay as the top 2, if not the top runner, all year.
Losing this spring hurt for many reasons for Knoxville's Caden McGill, but he can look forward to the fall and start the athletic season all over again. For KDIA Careless Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.